Martin bursting off half-back receive, gave it to Jones, and terrific delivery to Langford from 35 metres out. It's just got in there for a goal. That time the footy is on the chest of Jake Stringer. He kicks from outside the field of play. It's JP. Oh. Jake goes boom! And kicks a magnificent goal!
To about 25 out from goal. Draper tried to crash the pack. At the back, Harry Jones! Oh, what a dream start for the Bombers! Harry Jones with a left foot snap.
And it came back out though to Gresham. And now to Parrish, who's been big on this day. And getting bigger.
Peter Wright. Did he hold it long enough? Yes, he did. Straight over the goal umpire's yellow cap.
Over Wright and Moore's head. There's a whistle out of zone. And it's going to Peter Wright. This one's on its way. Peter, perfect. Pendles has gone for a massive left foot torpedo. Oh. Which almost carried to Majacek. And he's going to get a free out of it, Brody Majacek. Should kick this from 35, and he has. Gets it off to Josh Dacos. Goal square. Hoskin Elliott can fly and take the test mark. The Bombers defence too concerned with Majacek. From point blank range, drills through Collingwood's fourth goal of the afternoon, and they are back. Majacek, Cox at the back. Hoskin Elliott. Majacek roved his own tap and puts his third goal on the board. And he is the most dangerous forward at the moment. Now Langford is collapsed upon. Free kick Collingwood advantage. They're in front. Nick Dacos kicks the goal.
Big ass there on Nick Cox. Draper to do the crumbing. Draper with the snap. Draper with the amazing goal. Beautiful squaring pass to Nick Cox, who kicks towards the goal square. Right.
Was
it? It would surely be a free advantage. Davey, goal. Towards left half. Jamie Elliott takes the mark of the day and maybe the mark of the season to date with an enormous grab over the top of Ben Mackay. Oh. And he is going to kick a big, big goal in the third. Jamie Elliott, sensational stuff on Anzac Day.
Second time, Peter Wright, he can just loop it over the top. Langford had to wait longer than he wished, but he coolly and calmly kicks the goal anyway. Bombers respond at the MCG.
Hill looks inboard. Nothing much doing there. He's whistled to go. He looks inboard again. Still nothing there. He still doesn't know what to do with it. Eventually handballed over the top to Josh Dacos, who closes to 49. Has a posh shot and goal! Oh, wow! He pulled the trigger. It looked speculative at best. And it floated in. And gives Collingwood the first goal to the last corner. He then handballs to the running Redman, who kicks a low ball to Langford. It's not a bad effort. He's got it. Kyle Langford joins Brody Majacek as the leading goal kicker on the ground with three apiece. And we're all locked up. A draw, anyone? Centering ball. Mark. Mark to Langford. Kyle Langford with a strong overhead mark. The crowd will tell you to the punt road end. Special K, Kyle Langford with four goals.
Back to Durham, off the left boot. It's Langford! Kyle Langford has taken the mark. It could have gone anywhere, that kick. And it's landed with Langford with a minute 48 to go. Kyle Langford comes in and kicks it behind. He kicks it behind. Scores are level. Is it going to be 1995 all over again? Under 25 seconds, knocked away to side bottom. Jimmy Cracker style kick mark by Hine. Will he go? Will he go? We're down to 15 seconds. He hesitates. Got himself into a pickle, but he kicked it to Barrett. They're going to get their shot, although Darcy Moore's going to mark it. He's going to back in the sure hands. And this is the perfect result. There was no winner. 1995 all over again. Almost the exact result all those years later. It started in 1995 with a draw, and in 2024 there is stunned silence as Essendon and Collingwood finish on 12-13-85. The fans and players don't know what to think and don't know what to feel. But for the neutral observers, it was about right.